Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wait a second. Oh, what? Just admiring. But, never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Marriage and Money Podcast.
Like, what was that, Michael?
I was, look, infatuated with all this beauty. No, I just had an energy coming up off. You know what it
is? Hey, y'all.
Our anniversary's coming up.
Oh, so that's what you wanted. That's where you were going with it. Okay, y'all. Yeah. So yeah, welcome to the Marriage and Money Podcast with Egypt and Mike. Mm-hmm. I had to actually think about it. This is 13 years of marriage.
Get it right. Just checking your math.
I said it. 13 years of marriage, 19 years together.
Yeah.
And... Ooh. But honestly, some days I'm like, wow, we've been together a long time. Mm-hmm. And other days
it doesn't feel like it, though.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday, right?
We've come a long way.
Why are you looking at me like you could sop me up with a biscuit?
I can. And some gravy sauce and all the above. Look. Coming back for seconds.
And that's how you stay together 19 years, y'all. I was trying to think, like, there have been a lot of highlights for me that of just like some of our best moments and times. I wish I could go back to our actual wedding day.
That was a great day.
See, here's the thing for y'all to know, especially like if you're newlywed. Some of you guys probably already been through this and know this. The best thing you can do is invest in your pictures and video. Because years later, people are going to be telling you stories from your wedding and you're going to say, did that happen?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that. But you'll have the evidence, right, in the videos, in the pictures. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
There were so many stories. People made out at our wedding. I heard the story. I was like, who did what with who and the where?
I didn't hear that part. Every year, something new comes out about our wedding. Like, when? What? What the?
Yes.
But it was amazing. You ask anyone that was there, they had the time of their lives. We couldn't ask for anything, though. More.
My great grandmothers, my grandfather, all of them, they were all still alive. They're gone now, but they were all still alive. And one made it to 105. One made it to 104 years old. And so that was nice. But yeah, you didn't hear I was making out at the wedding.
I didn't hear that.
And but anyway, guys, speaking of weddings, speaking of newlyweds, we've got some amazing guests that you're gonna know the minute that they pop on. Mm-hmm. You probably watch them all the time. I'm a little bit addicted to both shows. I mean, like a 5-step program.
I sleep on the couch. That's how much she watches. I'm like, it's on again.
So y'all watch Tyler Perry Sisters, yes? And do you watch all the Queen's Men?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then you're definitely going to know these two. They are the hottest couple in Hollywood
in real life.
Like, yeah. they're really beautiful together. We actually got to go to their bachelorette party.
Well, is that what it was? Because that was a whole different type of bachelorette party. Because they was doing the thing in there,
wild.
Boy.
It was fun, though. So much fun. But they're definitely stars that continue to rise and have a lot to say congratulations about. So KJ Smith and Sky Black.
Hey.
Where's my bell? Ring the bell, y'all. Welcome to the show. Hey,
what
y'all.
Up?
Thank you. That was a hell of an introduction, man. Thank you. I feel good.
All right.
So you guys are where right now? Let everybody know.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yes.
And that's home for you when you're not filming and working, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, well, just congratulations on everything.
Yes, very much so. You guys are killing it. Big time.
Thank you, Mike.
You know what? Can we go back to that bachelorette party for a second, though? Reason why I want to say that with regard to killing it, you really feel how genuine your energy is for each other. And I felt it that day. Like, you guys were just fawning all over each other, congratulating each other, ready to go hide out in the bathroom with each other.
Get out that business. Get out of grown folks' business.
We try.
Yeah. Everyone was everywhere. So we're like, hey, we can get away.
Now, I have a question. I guess I wondered this. When you're working together, a lot of romances start in the workspace. And I know for you guys, you met actually on set, right?
Yep.
Was there some kind of...
I actually met at the airport before set.
Did you?
To be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
do tell.
When the sparks flew at the airport. It was like, oh...
Couldn't wait to get this set.
But wait a minute. So tell me about that then. Did you know he was actually coming to the same studio? What was that conversation like, KJ?
So we were in the pandemic and this was the first, not even our first, but the first production to go back during the pandemic. So you know, everyone was everywhere. It was a lot of confusion, but we were getting on a flight, a private flight, because of the protocols for COVID. Mm-hmm. So we were getting on a private flight with just the cast and going to Atlanta. And I was vlogging at the time because I love social media. Everyone knows that. I love social media. So I was like, oh, I'm going to start my vlog. And I was so excited because I wanted to share these unprecedented times with the world. Mm-hmm. And so I show up at the airport and I'm like, we're here at the airport. I have the full video, which is so interesting. We're here at the airport for season two of Sisters. I'm so excited. And I turn, he was tall, dark, and handsome. So I turned, I'm like, who are you? And what, you know, because I had never met him. He was a new cast member.
Yeah.
But I try to be the consummate professional and I'm going to treat everybody the same, like new, old, whatever. So I was like, who are you? And what do you play on the show? And he, his voice like startled me because he was like, I'm Jacoby. And I was like, and, you know, everyone had on a mask. So all I could see was the eyes.
Right.
And his stature. And I was like, okay, okay. I like what I see here. I like what I
She said I said a certain thing.
Said,
I said, I'm Scott Black. She said, who do you play? I said, I play Jacoby. And she said, what do you do on the show? I said, I come in and I fuck shit up.
And I was like, okay. I literally, you can see on the video, I got super awkward and was like it was like instantly like sparks. At the time, I was like, whoa, like, it was just like, whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, she said, I got something you can mess up. You can see
it
on the
video, which I think is so kismet that I have it recorded.
So
that's what happened.
You instantly felt it. And then
when we got to set, he was always around, like always. And we were supposed to be 6 feet away from each other. But every time I turned around, he was right there. If I was going to get full, he was right there. If I was going to study, he was right there.
We happened to be in those cities.
Let me hear them from your perspective, Sky. Okay. So you see this beautiful woman filming. Did you know who she was before at all?
Oh, yeah.
You had seen her before.
I mean, she's the lead of the show.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, to be honest, it was my first, like, I would say breakout role to where I could say I was sustaining myself as an actor.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I was parking cars before that. So you're not trying to mess up your new blessing by going after the lead of the show. No, bro, don't do it. You just got here. Thank God and keep going.
Uh-huh.
And plus we had a no fraternization policy. Like there was a strict no fraternization policy just because of the fact it was COVID.
Right.
And we were all in this kind of like, what would you say? This bubble that Tyler Perry Studios like, constructed. So I played it very low key. Like I saw her, my housemate and I may have commented about some of the shorts she wore or a blue bodysuit of sorts. However, she is professional. You know what I mean? She still is the lead of the show. She still is you're respectful. One thing she did do, and I will never forget it. I did one of my scenes and the whole cast was in there. And I was like, fuck, of course, excuse my language. Of course, whole cast would be in here on one of my important days. And so she's standing over there doing her KJ thing, just looking. And so I did the scene and we go back into the holding room waiting for the next scene. And she comes in and she goes, wow, that was very impressive, Sky. And I was like, oh, thank you. And she said, her castmate goes, is Scott the only person you see in here? She goes, I said what I said.
So as an avid viewer of the show, I have many questions, right? Question number one is, was that scene when Jacoby put Sabrina up on the counter?
No.
Oh, okay. That's and for you guys who have not watched the show. Jacoby is the character he plays. Sabrina is, you know, one of the friends of KJ's character. And so then the question number two is, KJ, you were nowhere in that scene. What were you doing there?
So
you weren't in any of the scenes with him and Sabrina. What were you doing in the studio, girl?
So
Vince, you do know this show.
I know the show.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for watching and supporting the show. I do not take that for granted. The scene, okay, so there was the only scene and the only interaction that Andy's character, Jacoby, had together was a scene at the bank. And it wasn't a direct scene with them at all, but our whole cast just happened to be in this scene mm-hmm. because a lot of drama went down at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting for my scene while watching his scene. And, you know, we get a lot of guest stars who come on our show. They right. come, you know, and they kill it and it's great. But in this particular, you know, our show is very interesting because, you know, Tyler gives us freedom to add our own nuances, add mm-hmm. our own little je ne sais quoi. And so, you know, watching Scott act was very attractive because it's kind of, it could be sink or swim because uh-huh. some people take that and they run with it and they develop a character and it becomes really strong. And then some people, you know, it's just it's not as innate to mm-hmm. start to create the character. Mm-hmm. You deal with what you have on the script and you mm-hmm. go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So with him, I saw him developing his character. And that was really sexy for me because I've seen people come and go
mm-hmm.
quite often.
Right.
And so I was like, you know, I give flowers where flowers are due.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't hurt that, you know, he was attractive to me. So I was like, because this was my first time seeing him without his mask as well.
Yeah.
So we had had masks on the whole time. And so this was my first time seeing him without his mask.
Camera.
So I was like,
who that?
I thought, yes. Hey, myself, but this is Sky Black, I guess.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I shot my shot.
Very good. Oh, I love a good love story.
And she played me at the same time. Shot her shot.
Don't tell that story.
Well, what happened?
Last story before we get into it. So KJ and I finally had a conversation one night late. I'm on the walking down to the tent to the let out tent where everybody like decompresses. And she was walking up the sidewalk. So I'm walking. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And she goes, hey, hi, how are you? And this is the funniest thing in life. Think middle school. She had her little book in her notebook in her hand. And then she sat there and then she started to put her head to the side, the old girl thing. And then if you watch me, I started to do the whole, I'm from Miami. So I started to, you know what I'm saying? So this, that.
My
buds. Right. But I asked her, I said, hey, I'm going to go over to the tent and honestly indulge in a little bit of medical marijuana. she said, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go study. Hit me on Insta. And I was like,
oh, you going to hit me like Insta? That? Right.
And I was like, bet. Okay. So, yeah, that's.
But how did we end up connecting? How did we tell them how we ended up connecting?
She hit me in the DM.
On what?
Insta.
Thank you. I rest my case, Your Honor. If he would have just hit me that day, we wouldn't have had to wait 6 months.
Oh, it was 6 months. Oh, wait
a
minute.
To make money. You see, this is called money.
Oh my gosh, there's so much to this to unravel then. So, number one, everything happens when it's supposed to,
yes.
right? In
yes.
God's yep. time, mm-hmm. we can accept that. It sounds like you, Sky, were you used to women throwing themselves at you and just like throwing their telephone numbers at you? And she didn't throw her telephone number at you, so you were feeling some kind of way?
Yes, Egypt. Yes, Egypt. Come on, sis.
So you're not going to terrify me.
That's what I thought.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that. I plead the fifth.
Right.
That's
kind of how we're together. Because when I first met him, you know, he came on with not the Miami, but the New York one, right? Like, yes, he did. Damn. And I didn't give him my telephone number, right?
Yeah, it was the, I'll take your number. And I knew instantly that was the,
what?
All right, I'm going to take his number, but I ain't calling him. So I was like,
that's
cool. Go ahead. But we had a 6 month separation as well. We kept meeting in 6 month intervals.
Three times, 6 months apart each time. And each time he didn't get the digits.
Last time I did, but because we were sitting at this table.
Right. But what I was saying. So actually we got together because he showed up at one of my investment properties He was referred to me by a mentor. I didn't know it was him because I knew him as a DJ in New York. No. I didn't know he was a GC. So my mentor, when I needed another team, sent his team over. He shows up. I'm like, I said I need a GC, not a DJ. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you want me to leave? Because I could bounce. You know, I could leave. I said, that's no.
Let's just say I didn't leave.
But baby, watching him work with his hands, I was like, it's on. You want my number? You want my social security number? You want my address?
You're like social security. My mom is over. My family, like, who do you want me to touch with?
Ooh. So, all right. So finally, 6 months later, yes. KJ, what, you just couldn't take it anymore? He was too fine walking around set and you just had to slide in the DMs. Like, what happened?
So we ended up following each other on Instagram, which I told him to do in the beginning. You know, sometimes it's like, I just do what I say and trust me, I'll guide you. I knew that was gonna make him look like that. I'm just joking. But I asked, we ended up following each other on Instagram and I found out that he had booked his own show where he was the lead. And so I congratulated him. And I was like, just on GP, I had already vowed to not talk to anybody, like any man at all. Like I had vowed all these things. Like I wasn't going to date, celibacy, all that. So I genuinely was like, yo, congratulations. I'm proud of you. Like you were great on our show. So I'm happy that you were able to get your, you know, this opportunity. Uh-huh. And if you need any, the best heart. He has the amazing heart. Mm-hmm. And this industry is dog eat dog sometimes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so I wanted him to avoid the pitfalls that I had fallen into, you know, with sisters and with other opportunities that have been presented to me. So I just on GP, I was like, hey, you know, if you want to talk, you want any advice, you know, you want me to put you on game with some things. I'm real like,
open.
I'm really open, mm-hmm. and I'm genuine about artists in this business flourishing without, right. like, I feel like sometimes I made mistakes so that other people don't have to.
Mm.
So, yes. And he had made a transition from being a dancer to an actor, and he, you know, he danced with Beyonce, Rihanna, Mariah Carey, uh-huh. and so this part of the journey, although he wasn't brand new, it was still relatively new, so right. I really was like, also on GP, I want to put you on game for some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, you know, call me. And I'm very direct. I'm about my business. Like, so he was like, call me. So I called him right then and there. Like he sent me his number. I called him right then and there. So the same day that I sent him a DM, he sent me his number and we talked for like 3 hours. Now that was when I was like, oh, he's the one, period. Yeah.
What did he say in that conversation that made you go from, oh, you did very well on your performance to oh, baby, it's on. What happened?
He has his head on straight. Mm-hmm. He was very intentional right out of the gate about planning a future. And unbeknownst to him, I had already had my girls do recon on him. They had already got all the tea. So my castmate, Novi Brown, she did a big one. She did her big one. She had done recon on him and was like, you single, you got a relationship. Somebody think you're in a relationship.
She played Sabrina.
What do you want? She played Sabrina. What do you want? What do you want out of a relationship? She came back to all of us and was like, so this is the one who's married. This is the one who's not married. This is the one. She gave us all the tea.
I'm thinking we working on our characters. When we talking, she's going and reporting back.
So she was like, now that Black, he's ready for a relationship and he's not playing. He wants something serious. You know, he's, you know, and so she had already done recon for me. So I kind of already knew. But I didn't know our conversation was just going to be in flow. He was very intentional about saying, I want to build a future with a partner, a lover, a friend, a wife, all those things. And the reason why I was already on a just fasting journey was because of being a single woman dating, what the show was about. Actually, it was like art imitates life.
Yeah.
Right.
And being a single woman dating and meeting people who were not intentional, who had not even planned. not only had they not planned for their own future, they certainly had not planned for a future with another person.
Right. It's a struggle.
Yeah. I'm not doing that no more.
Listen, we kiss a lot of frogs before we find our prince, don't we? It is really, that's why I love the show Sister so much, because I'm like, I've been her character in some cases. I've been her character. I've been her character. You know, I'm just waiting for the one of y'all that cuts the tires, and then I will have been her character.
On that
same conversation, Sky, did you know she was the one?
You know what? I'll be honest. I wasn't looking for anything. And I was very adamant about that because I had been in LA for so long. And I mean, it sounds like I went straight from dancing to acting, but I had like a 7-year period of homelessness and grinding and 2 jobs, valet parking job, catering job, bartender, because I was studying my craft. Right. Like, I believe in the craft first, you know, and then everything else would fall into place. It's in God's hands. Mm. So by the time, if I backtrack a little bit, on Sisters, she was cute, that we followed each other. You know, you do the little Instagram liking thing, but still at the end of the day, you're thinking about, I have to set up, this is my chance. I got to set up my future for me. Because I can no longer like don't F this up, bro.
Right.
And so when I did get the call that I as being like the lead male in all the Queen's Men, I'll be honest, I was just kind of like, oh shit. Like, I remember crying, actually, and getting on my knee. Kate hit me, and I was like, not gonna lie that I hadn't, like, you know, peeped her and everything like that, and was interested and was liking pictures here. But I said this yesterday. It was a duality moment for me. Like, the conversation, I'm not a phone guy. I am not a phone. I can hop on the phone with you and I'm on and off in like, what, 10 minutes? I even talked to my grandmother in 10 minutes. So with that being said, a 3-hour conversation. And we talked about everything. Mm. It was easy. It was effortless. We talked about life. We talked about finances. We talked about dreams. We talked about goals. But just like as if we had been talking forever. Right. And the next day we talked for 2 hours. Like impromptu. Uh-huh.
We planned a date and then he called me the next day and was like, I know we're supposed to see each other tomorrow, but I wanted to call and see if I can see you today.
Oh. Yeah. And I was just kind of like, get out your own way. And for me, it was a date because when I did pick her up, I knew her dietary restrictions. I knew everything. So I made this whole picnic basket. Like, I really wanted to. It wasn't even about impressing. It was like, yo, if I'm going to take my time out and think differently from that conversation, I'm going to go full drop. Mm. So.
Okay. Now, Speaking of future, let's go to the future. Let's go to the present. What does it look like in relationship land? What's going on?
I'm
going to
keep it relatively short because I could be a little long-winded. It's been great. Like, unfortunately, my grandfather passed, so I didn't have that to lean on during the solemn merit, beginning marriage. But if I talk about my happiness, 110%. Ooh. If I talk about my growth in spirituality, 110%. Finances, 200%. Like, we are building this empire, and now we have several business ventures. We have a coffee line that we're very excited about. Yeah. That soft launch is at our wedding, and we got a sativa line. She has her Pockets of Peace and mental health line. She's opening that from a female perspective, and it segue into a male perspective. So it's been incredible to build an empire with somebody that has a common goal.
Isn't it beautiful, y'all? And it's just the beginning.
Amazing.
I got to know, though.
I can't wait till the day we can say we've been together 19 years. Like, that is so, y'all are so inspiring to us, like, for real, you know, because, you know, I would say, I'm transparent about finding love in what they say late in life. But I feel like you said, Egypt, it's in perfect time because we talk about this all the time. We're like, if I would have met you before I had gone through these things, I had evolved to this version of myself, we would have ruined it 100%. But now that we're together and we're newlyweds and we're in love and all that stuff,
you wanted to kiss me.
I did. It's, you know, it's so much more that we want to do. I frankly feel like we can take over the world together because it's just, you know, we're two are gathered. It's, mm-hmm. it's like that. Mm-hmm. That
we're gathered. That's right.
Where you, and I see it with you all too. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool because, you know, now that I have my person, I can see other people with their person so much more clearly.
Right.
And it's so beautiful because, like you said, it's like you see when that love is just like, it's like, oh, that's good love. Mm-hmm. Like that, that she's happy. She's mm-hmm. when I see a beautiful Black woman, like happy and flourishing, I look at the king and I'm like, you doing your thing, brother.
Hey, now.
She fine. Am I crowning?
You want your crown, baby? Fix your fix my Thank crown. You, fix your crown.
Hey, now.
Okay.
It also boosts your creativity, man.
Like, oh my gosh.
We started our production company. So,
well, just so you know, they say that a married man lives longer than a single man.
Yeah, it does say that.
You know, so.
And is more wealthy.
And it's, well, you know, because you're out there spreading it wide. That's what my grandma would say. Don't be out there spreading it wide. Come home and focus.
She was talking about money?
She's about a lot of things. Oh, but okay. Spread it wide.
Make sure she's talking about money.
Let's talk about money now.
Wait. I have one more question before we get to the money and before we get to all that in the business. When you guys fell in love and you realized this was the real thing, you wanted to be together, knowing that Tyler Perry had this no fraternization policy, knowing that, you know, you want to keep something for yourself. Did y'all hide your relationship at all from the rest of the crew for a while? Like, was it, or did you just say, look, this is it, y'all. We're a couple now. Keep your hands off my man.
We hit it. We thought we hit it.
We didn't tell anybody. We did tell our boss. We told Tyler for sure. Because we weren't going to get in that kind of trouble.
Nobody.
But we let him know right off the bat that, like, we want to pursue this thing because we're not the first couple to come out of Tyler Perry Studios. And I imagine we won't be the last.
Right.
But we wanted to be upfront with our executives.
He knew before anybody.
About what was going on. For sure. But we didn't tell the crew. And it's so funny, y'all, because while I'm getting my makeup done, you know, getting my hair done, they're like, you know what? You should really, that Scott Black guy, he seems like he likes you a lot. Like, he talks about you all the time and da 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 da, and I'm sitting there like, we together, girl, but I'm glad, you know, because imagine if they had been saying something different,
right.
Like, oh, yeah. He's talking to other girls, or he's doing, so it was nice because we were able to, like, allow the evolution of it to grow without the social and career circumstances and people, like, whispering in your ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though my whispers were good, they were like, girl, I think he really likes you. I was like, you do? You think so?
If I honestly replayed in my mind, we were so obvious.
We were painfully obvious. We were in each other's dressing rooms on break.
Trying to
spending lunch together. He was walking me to, you know, my house and everything. It was great.
And y'all
it
were like, great. No, we're practicing the scene. They're like, right. Y'all have no scenes together. Yeah,
and everybody's like, you guys don't have a scene together in the franchise.
At all. No scenes together.
That's too funny. So, all right. So it is the Marriage and Money podcast.
Yes, indeed.
So let's talk a little bit about money. And, you know, I don't know if I read someplace or our producers told us, Sky, that you said you didn't have that foundation where you knew a lot about, you know, saving and planning and investing, whereas you did, KJ, and you actually taught him a lot about setting up a financial foundation for himself. Mm-hmm. Let's get into that.
I was raised with my grandparents, right? So with that being said, my granddad was a business owner, general contractor. He was just trying to make things happen and work. Mm-hmm. So they're not really teaching you about how to save credit, what to do. So now you get to be a man and I'm a struggling artist. I'm just thinking about making it.
Right.
I have no real financial literacy other than pay your bills. If you get into debt, you'll just get through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have that wealth of knowledge. because as a young black man, we're just trying to, most of the times we're from meager beginnings and we're just trying to make it. So we don't have the useful tools. Nobody's sitting down educating us. And Kay's father was an accountant. Mm. So she grew up in that world. Mm. So she has such a wealth of knowledge, and you have to, as a man, and this was the most vulnerable part of me in our relationship. And I had to be honest with her and say, hey, I don't know what to do in this moment, in this part of my life. Like, honestly, I know it looks good to have the money, to be the guy, but I don't know how to effectively manage this. Mm-hmm. And you as my wife, I know I want to be more wealthy and more rich and make the best life for us possible. So since you're good at it and since this is your thing, can you please do it for us? Mm. And I was just open about all my finances, and it was hard for me. It wasn't easy.
That's awesome.
But she gave me a safe space, one, and she gave me a commitment to help it grow. Mm.
Let me tell you, fellas, take notes on that, because he was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. He was man enough to man up and say what he didn't have skill set in. Right. It's not that he didn't know how to, but she was better with it. Right. And we have the same case. Right. It's not that I don't know how to, but my wife is a beast when it comes to financing. Right. I'm like, all right, this, pay that. She's like, no, let's take this apart, pull this together, put it with the investment Roth RIA. And I'm like, all right, listen, that's sexy. Go. You got it. Got that?
Do it, baby.
Cool. I'm going to do this. While you doing that, I'm going to go over here and build the house. So you got the finances. I'm going to go build this for us.
He likes me to talk about our portfolio as I do a strip tease. I'd be like, GMIB. In the SIP IRA. He's like, yay,
that's
girl.
Right.
Yeah. How did you feel in that moment, KJ, when he expressed that to you?
For me, it's actually really common. So I didn't feel anything besides the fact that I just wanted to wrap my arms around him, because in that moment I felt like he was a kid, like, please, like, I need help. And I didn't want to hurt that part of him, because I knew that if I reacted in any way besides love and adoration and respect for him being a man, because that's, to me, that's being a man.
Yeah.
Is telling me the truth.
Yeah.
No matter what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I just wanted to wrap my arms around him and love on him, because it's consistent with who he is. He is a very transparent, honest, and vulnerable, access to his vulnerability. Mm-hmm. So for me, I was like, okay, let's do this. Because for me, I'm like, this is a challenge that I'm willing to accept, because, like, Egypt, I enjoy this. I enjoy the checks. I like seeing the checks. I like out reallocating the checks. Yep. I like finding new investments.
Yeah.
Like, I like I'm the one that's texting my friends like, invest in this. This new movie is coming out. Trust me, the stock is about to go crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's me. So
you got
for
our
me,
phone numbers?
It was Wait, what'd you say, Mike?
You got our phone numbers?
I need to get
y'all. Okay. The portfolio is sexy, babe. I'm like, yes, yeah. Right, water.
Enjoy it. And I also, you know, I went to business school. Mm-hmm. My father is was an accountant. He's gone now, but I grew up in the IRS building with him. Like, he would be like, oh, so-and-so, we got to handle this paperwork and we got to do this. And calling his clients and being like, hey, man, you owe us $500. Where the money at, bro?
Right.
And so it made me super comfortable. And then before my career in acting, I was in sales. I worked for a real estate developer. So I had to look at line items and be like, oh, well, you want to change this? You want to develop this? You want to add this? This is going to cost you this much money. And being able to talk freely about, hey, I need your deposit. It's going to be $100,000. Yeah. Do you have it? What's going on? Yeah. So I really feel like my previous lifetime set me up for this, because it's called show business.
Yes.
And I'm blessed enough to have enough business and enough show that I can make it work for me. Because even when I deal with vendors, like, you know, if I talk to a hair and makeup artist, I'm like, okay, how much is it going to be for your services? And oftentimes my vendors can't even tell me how much they're worth. Mm. And I'm like, and they're like, I don't know. We can, I don't know. And I'm like, you don't know how much you're worth. And so, you know, not to knock them, but they're, I really feel like, you know, my father blessed me.
Big time.
And, you know, and I have a gift. We talk about this all the time, how, you know, Sky has a very special gift, and we could talk about that. And my gift is I'm not afraid. I used to be a bill collector.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not afraid to be like, KJ. Hey, what was this called? Like, where you was like, I am not afraid of that. And for a long time, I would diminish that part of me because of fear, because other people felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I had to realize that, no, this is my superpower.
That's your superpower.
If someone's
trying to
overcharge me, I'm going to say, listen, I hear you. Can you justify this amount?
Yeah.
You can't? All right. Well, then let's come back to the drawing board. Let's negotiate.
Absolutely.
Because you can't justify why I'm paying you $20K. So what's going on? What's this? Okay, well, how about I bring this to the table? Now, can we compromise? Mm. And I'm not afraid to do that. I have zero fear when it comes to that.
That's so refreshing.
Now it's a blessing. And just like many things that he's strong at, I'm not strong at, I lean on him for so many things. So many things. And so in those moments when I come to him, I'm like, baby, I don't know how to do this. He's open arms. Well, let me teach you. Let me show you. There's no problem. So why wouldn't I be the same way when he comes to me? And now we killing it.
So that's your superpower. And you mentioned he had a special superpower. KJ, does it have anything to do with naked meditation? Because that's a story we got to hear about at some point. What is your superpower?
It may be. Sky up the sky is his one of his superpowers. So yes, the meditation probably helps with this because Sky is such a visionary. Like he sees things that I can't even see. So Sky will be like, yeah, so next year, this is what we're going to be doing. And I'm like, how do you look at where we are now? He's like, no, you can't look at the now. You got to see where we're going. You got to see where we're going to be next year. And I'll be doggone if we don't be exactly where he says we're going to be the next year. And that is so powerful to me because he pulls me out of my own overthinking. He pulls me out of my own limitations. He's like, baby, yeah, you can do this. Absolutely, you can do that.
Right.
Come on, let's figure out a plan to make this happen.
Yeah.
And that in turn has changed my life. It was so many circumstances where I had gotten into my own way, but Scott could be like, he doesn't see where we are now. He sees like, he's like, oh, you're talking about that old shit? like, girl, we already in 2030. What are we even seeing? He's a visionary. And, you know, there are opportunities. And because I can get on the phone and call and he has the plan, we're just, you know, and well, I don't want to say I get on the phone because he gets on the phone too.
Right.
But what I'm saying is he'll get on the phone and set up the alley-oop. And I'm like, all right, now let's negotiate. What are we talking about? Where's the money at? Where's the money?
It's funny you say that. It's so funny you say that because my wife has referenced it where, vision-wise, for instance, the podcast, what we're doing now, this was my idea to do, right? And she ran with everything else and got it coordinated, organized.
And the show, even our TV show. Mike is the one who came up with the concept for Married to Real Estate, shot it on his cell phone, a sizzle reel on his cell phone, and then I took it and pitched it.
So I'm the quarterback, she's the running back.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, that
Thank
is
you.
That.
Because that is the biggest secret I feel people are missing in their marriage. Stop all of that ego shit, bro.
Yep.
Find out what your partner's superpower is and how you could be the yin or yang to that superpower with your superpower and roll all the way up the fucking hill or wherever you got to go.
Right.
Because if you're fighting and not honoring, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I congratulate the both of you for that because that is beautiful.
Thank you for being an example. The both of you guys. I mean, just, you know, obviously, again, watching the show, being a fan of both of your growths and your talent, mm-hmm. but then to sit down, have a conversation and hear how grounded the both of you really are and to see the true love. I mean, she couldn't have bragged on you more just now, Scott. And I have actually seen you brag on her. When we were at the bachelorette party, he was like, my baby, y'all. My baby. He had the microphone. I said, "My," he just said, "my baby," 57 times. So congratulations truly on everything. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want the folks to know before we go?
Anything?
I'll say this, and this is cool because we're talking about marriage and mm-hmm. money and vision and everything like that. I think what happens a lot in our industry is you get two entertainers together and you have a boxing match of egos or people, jealousy or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking that I have another supercharge that's just as big as me, and now my thing is bigger so I can go farther and faster. Right. And I say that all to say, with vision and somebody to work that vision with you, like our new production company, Black House, mm-hmm. I told Kay, I was just like, we have a fan base. Mm-hmm. We have talent.
Mm-hmm.
We have resources. Let's build a company and tell stories.
Mm.
If anybody else can do it, we can do it. Mm-hmm. So we invested in the company president. Mm. I see what you're trying to do. Hey, why don't you're doing it too small. Let's take some, invest right here and do it bigger because your ROI on that is going to be bigger so we can get to here of this
right.
vision. And she's been, honestly, I think Kay has been very, very incredible at how fast she's, how malleable she is.
Mm.
Even if she's like, oh, she's like, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And bet she on yourself. Executes. She pulls in her part.
Yeah.
She believes in me because men need belief.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit up here and say like the belief that from our women can make us fly higher than the